WHKDP. There he is.
Yeah, I bought an XLP, and I think I told you I screwed up. It's a 450 to 520 or something like that, but it'll go down 10 easy, so I'm just programming it up for the future. You know which one I'm talking about. I'm programming it up for the future one, and I want to make sure I can get down 10 megahertz.
Will it? Is it seem to be taking the 440s?
Yeah, it took this one. This is 2.6, 442.6. I read up on it, and it'll tell you if it can't, it just won't. It's not a matter if you don't know. It will just say frequency unavailable. So let me try dropping just a little bit more. I'll be right back.
All right, there were some tricks in the Motorola arsenal of things. I don't know if they apply to XTLs, but you could, like, hold a key, and then you could enter in a frequency, and then it would take it, you know. So I don't know if there's any trick like that. But if it'll take it, it'll take it. You don't need to get down below 440. If you can get down to, 442, then you're probably golden. But, all right, I'll be here. W8FU.
Yeah, it took it. I'm talking about the 0-0-2-0-0, whatever it is, the new one, the 0-2-1-5-0-1-2 button, whatever it is. I'm able to hit that, so that's fine.
All right. I found, I had two of those cables. I had one. There was this device I had that allowed me to just get on the network and get into the old P25 system, and that required a Cisco router with that same Cisco cable, and I had one. So I dug that out last night, so I got that part done, and I'll spend tomorrow probably finding out where. I'll bet you I've got the parts I need either in Richmond and Warren, or one or the other, and since I won't need them, at either of those locations, since I'm no longer going to run any mixed mode stuff, I can, there's any number of things I can do. I'll probably just go yank the controller cards out. So I'm going to take a little work for me to get the appropriate stuff. Anywho, but the goal will be to get that up and running this week, if possible. So, honestly, once I have the hardware I need, the cable and that card that I was missing out of the new one, and it's pretty easy, and even the install is pretty easy. Although there may be a little easy rough work to the antennas. It's a Hustler G6 UHF, and I've got a DB420 at the location with an easy mount. Jeff fixed it last time we were there. It was the mount is there's no hanging or ladders involved or anything. You just got to kind of clamp it, and coax has already ran and everything. So if Jeff fits that mount last time he was up there, then we could put that DB420 up, and that thing should honk.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah, let us know. Your B team will go with you. Spacing for back. Should I go 12.5 or should I stay for 25? What's your plan there?
Oh, 25, phase one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm just programming this one off for the day, and I gotta fix the handy talking. I don't know what I feel there. I think I got them all off by one. You're talking about your eyes. I think I did the same damn thing. So, okay, very good. All right. I'll let you guys back at it. Have fun today, and congratulations again. MHKPP. Hopefully by Wednesday I'll be something else.
Yeah. It's always next time, except for they hit you for that. You don't get that cash back if you lose. All right. Talk to you. I'll be around listening. It's all W8FU.
KPP testing the ump.
W8FU. You were a little prickly. Was that AB8Y? Yes, it was. Going to see Mom? Going to the radio store to get a signal? Where are you at?
Where else do I get those things between Holly and Warren?
Oh, you must be coming down to see Mom or heading home from seeing Mom.
On the way down, my brother made reservations.
Roger, very good. So, I figured as much. I guess the kids are with their mom, right? So, there you go. Works out. There you go. How old are your, just ran a red light in Madison Heights, no less. Oh, good. Nobody's around to write me a ticket because they'd be right on me. I'm at that stupid crisscross. And by the time I got up to the light, there was a truck in front of me. It was switching to red. Oops. Anywho, what was I going to say? I was going to say something until that red light popped up. Yeah, you're still really, really rough. So that's okay, because I am almost to my destination, going to pick up some chow. And Andrea wanted chocolate chip pancakes from this particular restaurant. So I said, no problem, I'll go get them. That's where she wanted to go, and she didn't. So probably best. This particular restaurant will be probably standing room only. All right, anyhow, I'm pulling up here. You'll be more in range by the time I get out with the goods. Okay, you're probably in range now.
Yep, I'm just crossed over Long Lake.
Roger, sounding good. So, did I miss anything? I think I caught everything you were saying pretty much. You were kind of spotty there.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Better get my seatbelt on as I go through here so the junior police don't get me.
Yeah, they're looking for that guy that ran the red light.
You know, I would have actually, that one I would have said, yeah, okay, guilty as charged. I had a reason, but reasons aren't, you know, whatever. Reason isn't an excuse. But the one they got me for, I don't know, I think it was BS. It's like little man syndrome here in the Heights. That's just it.
Sometimes it is what it is. You should have had more enough clearance behind you and whatever. In Iowa, the ex-wife had ran a red light and it was on a camera. And it was like, well, you already took the picture, may as well just go.
As I was jumping out of the vehicle, I thought I heard somebody ask if you were Fred. Who was that?
Not sure. I'm not Fred.
Yeah, but somebody was asking if you were, because you were noisy and coming down. I think you could put that much together, so. Sounded a little bit like Dakota, but I'm not sure.
I don't know, I think they signed, but they were noisy too.
Roger. All right, well, I was just jumping out to grab my breakfast and so I didn't get in there. Anywho, just on my way home, Andrea wanted her chocolate chip pancakes from this particular place that does them really well, so. I mean, how do you mess that up? I guess you can't, but one place does them better than others.
I guess they figured the secret combination. But I'm pulling up here, so I'm going to say 73, ABLR.
Okay, have fun. Maybe catch you later. W8FU.
W8FU, WDAKLO.
I heard KLL. I missed the rest. I was over on the other side of the radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean. It's Greg. WDAKLL. I think I might have said hello to you yesterday on the other side there, but just thought I'd reach out and say hello to you over here.
Okay, Greg. I don't often put calls together, you know, one side or the other. Voices sometimes I can recognize, you know, from one to the other, but calls, forget it. I don't know any calls over there on the other side. I barely know my own. No, I know mine. One or two others. You know, like rock stars like Jack. How can you not know Jack? He's out there all the time. I got that. Are you down this way? I forget. In range of the Mount Clemens, or were you up by Mayville, I think?
Yeah, Jack's a good friend of mine. He kind of got me started in this whole thing, honestly. But I'm up in Burton, up this way, working off the Flint repeater if I'm on the other side. But I just got my license at the end of March and loving it over here. Just got me an open spot and been messing around with that. So just learning everything I can over here.
Well, that's an interesting call sign for someone who's new. I assume that it's a vanity. Does it have some meaning? Seems like a peculiar call for one to pick. I don't think you can get issued that one. Must be some meaning, eh?
Yeah, it's ironic you ask, because today is Mother's Day, and that was my late mother's call sign. And just to give you a little history on that, she was the president of the Genesee County Radio Club. Back in 1980, she was the first person in Genesee County to get her extra license. I couldn't get her extra license call, but I did get her previous call, which is WDAKLO.
Okay, very cool. Very, very cool. What was her extra call, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, it was ACAT. And when I looked it up, there's a gentleman, his name, ironically, is Greg, and he's down in Ohio, somewhere down there, and he got her call.
Oh, very cool, very cool. Well, that's good. Yeah. WDAKLL, that's not bad off the tongue. KLL. So, there you have it. All right, Greg, I'm home with the goodies. I want to get inside while it's warm. And everything's all presentable, so we'll catch you. I'll be on the radio. I'll catch you in a little bit. WDAKLL from W8FU.
All right, John. Pleasure talking with you, sir. Again, I appreciate what you guys do on the other side, and kind of was a gateway for me to get over here. And I never had any interest back in the 80s. I was a fireman and doing that kind of thing, and watched my mom carry around her walkie-talkies and all that back in the day. But here I am. I'm 61 years old and retired, but just figured I'd pick it up. So we'll talk to you later, Sean. WDAKLL will be clear.
Microphone check. Somebody on the West Bloomfield, check your mic. KFA DOT for a radio check.
KFA EOT, KAWOJ, you're loud and clear over here.
I appreciate that very much. Just ended up putting new, one of the electric lowering diamond antenna mounts on my truck so that I don't have to keep lowering and taking off my antenna when I go through a car wash or try and park it in my garage. I appreciate the radio check. Thank you. This is KF8BOT.
Yeah, understandable. That would be kind of a drag. My pleasure. Anytime. Have yourself a great day. It's sounding good. EAWOJ.
You do the same, sir. KF8BOT. I'm 73 and now time to bury all the wires. Thanks a lot for your help.
Happy Mother's Day from KE4ZYQ.
Oh my. See what happens when you don't lock the doors.
Yeah, that random rat poisoning doesn't work. Fell for that once, never again.
Hey Joe, how are you doing today?
That's sassy and ugly as usual.
Hey, join the club, right?
You're supposed to say, I resemble that remark, but how you doing, young man? I'm watching My Cousin Vinny for something to do right now. Talk about a classic, especially with the looker, his assistant. She's such a looker. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, Marissa Tomei, I think that's how you pronounce it there. Yep, I've been watching the Northern Exposure series there of that dinky little town in Alaska, supposedly. Although, a lot of the sceneries from Alaska was actually filmed in Washington, Northern Washington State. kind of seen the whole six seasons there, so I'm going to have to find something else to watch here in a bit.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. I'm glad you clarified series. I wasn't sure you were watching a neighbor sunbathing when you said Northern Exposure. I wasn't sure about that.
Yep, I still got my binoculars.
That's that time of year. And getting out. One thing about summer, too, is people wear more shorts, and that always is more comfortable and in many ways more than one.
Yeah, I was half tempted to wander down the lake and try a little fishing, but with the nicer weather now, there'll be quite a bit of people around, and I'm kind of spoiled. I like going down to the lake there in the spring and the fall, early spring and late fall, and I got the whole place to myself.
Yep, I hear you on that. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything new and exciting to relay to you. Nothing new. Can't wait to get out more during the summer. Got a few things family-wise that I may go to. One of my relatives has one of their daughters graduating from high school already. Oh my gosh, where does time go? I remember when she was just a little tyke.
Yeah, my great nephew came down with pneumonia, which was a little confusing. He does seem to like to run around without jackets and stuff. But anyway, like we rushed him into the doctor there, and he's on the mend, so he'll be back in school in a few days, I hope.
Sounds like just in time to go on summer break. Time it just right. Well, what's that old saying? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, so maybe he gets that when he's young. He'll be stronger when he gets a little mid-age or so or older. Sometimes that's the facts, you know. People that are guarded from all sorts of germs and stuff, like the kid in the bubble, the minute they're exposed to something when they get older some, not just elderly, but just older a little bit, they seem to be the sickest.
Yeah, he's had more than his share, I guess. I guess he's probably in second or third grade or something. I keep telling him, boy, if you don't straighten up and start making this to school more, you're never going to get out of kindergarten.
Okay, he forces you like you. Well, he sounds almost like my early age in grade school, the lower grades. I had asthma, and I found myself once or twice a month in the hospital because of my breathing. And eventually I got immunity shots and some resistance. And knock on wood, so far I'm probably the healthiest one in my family, because the other ones were healthy, running around doing all sorts of stuff. And they're the ones that are the worst off, and there's only one left out of the bunch. Knock out myself. Back to you.
Yeah, when I was young, it seemed like every spring and every fall I'd miss about a week of school for with bronchitis. It was kind of a drag.
What's going to be funny with your nephew there, the little tyke, what won't be unusual is somebody that spent some time in the hospital or going for being sick and that. Sometimes, like myself, I hated hospitals until I ended up working in one for many years. I had the opportunity, and by that time I grew out of my issues, my health issues, breathing. And I said, hey, a job's a job. So I enjoyed it. I would have never thought I would work in a hospital after being in one, you know, once or twice a month, almost all every year of my life as a kid.
Yeah, the more time I've spent in hospitals, the less likely I am to call 911 anymore.
Well, if you ever get to that point, give me a call. At least say adios. I'll take any call. Well, almost any call. But if it's you, I'll take it.
Well, nice sentiment, but when it gets to that point, last thing in your mind is making a call, even if it is 911.
KEAWOJ, KE4ZYQ. One of my good friends that lives in North Carolina, we were talking about all different things, and somehow we got on dying or something. It wasn't recently, it was a while back. And I said something about, not that I'm a possessions kind of guy, but I said something about his possessions. He says, what do I care? I'm going to be dead. He made me laugh so hard, I almost split a gut.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Awful nice day, eh?
Yep, sure is. We could take several of these with just a little warmer, but it's not bad at all today. Yeah, pretty nice. Yeah, I'm unwinding from 2 weeks of not only some health issues, or I won't go into, but some tech support and issues with companies. I read them the riot act and just throw facts at them, and they're sitting there going, they can't argue because I'm right and they're wrong when it comes to dealing with merchandise, technical support, and certain issues, but hopefully that's behind me now, so I got a clear road ahead, knock on wood.
Yeah, I got to get busy myself and do a little battery switching in some of the outdoor cameras.
I assume they use the Energizer Eveready Lithium.
No, they got their own specialty batteries at $35 a pop.
Yep. Well, geez. What's weird about being retired, as you know, I was just going to say, I have to stop and remember what day of the week it is a lot of times, depending on if there's something going on. But, yeah, it's... Sad thing about this week to come, not to talk negative, is it's going to be warmer. But it looks like we're going to have mostly cloudy, which, hey, you can still function and do things. But, man, I'm ready for weeks of sunshine. I mean, it's just... Not only does it pick you up, but when you go out, you get some vitamin D naturally.
Yeah, I don't mind the overcasting, cloudy stuff. It always reminds me of being up north or over in Canada. But anyway, I'm going to get on out of here, Joe, and I better get them batteries switched and back to my couch there. So nice talking with you. Have yourself a great one, and we'll catch you down the road. KEWOJ, I'll be listening now.
Yeah, Rick, glad or happy to catch you and talk to you a few minutes, if any. And play with and pat that little Rambo on the head for me. I tell you, I miss little animals like that. I could just picture that cat when you talk about it, playing with your arm as a toy, scratching you up like Edward Scissorhand or something. So, yeah, I don't know who gets, you get the worst end of the deal of the play session. But, hey, man, stay best as you can. Always good talking to you, hearing from you. And one of these days we'll maybe meet up at a truck swap or something. I think there's one coming up soon for GM. I don't know if I'll make it or not. Time will tell. KEWOJ, KE4ZYQ, 73.
CQ from WATIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
WATIJ.
Hey, Greg, W8FU. I had a question.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sean. How are you? WATIJ, go ahead.
Not bad. Last week or so, I've heard you on Echolink a few times. You sound quite good when you're doing it. I'm just curious, which hub are you connecting to? Which Echolink are you connecting to when you do that normally?
Yeah, okay, let me open it up. I think you're talking about maybe WHCMN network. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, you know, here. I hear you on here, and you're on Echolink, and I haven't checked to see where you're actually, like, you could be going in through the WHCMN UHF hub, or you could be coming into the KFBI directly. And I was just wondering which one you were using.
Yeah, the K8FBI is linked to this, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. K8FBI-R is linked to, that would be the one for the 2.6, the Richmond, the Romeo, and Phil's machine. But since we're normally connected up to the WHCMN UHF repeaters, you could also go into theirs. So, you know, it doesn't matter which way you get there. All paths lead to the same. I just was curious, really.
Yes, I've used them both, the WHCMN repeater, which is the UHF hub, and the K8FBI. Somebody jarred my memory, and they jarred my memory that the K8FBI was or is linked to this this system. So you probably heard me on both.
Okay, well, it's really no big deal. I was just curious. You sounded quite good. And, you know, Echolink's hit and miss. Sometimes people sound terrible, muffled, you can barely hear them, and then other times they sound like they're sitting right next to you. So you just never know what you're going to get. It's like, I guess it's the Forrest Gump of connectivity.
Yeah, I'm using the iOS connection, so on my phone, and I've had good reports with it. But, yeah, I understand people connect to it. Sometimes it's not that great, but, yeah, I appreciate the report.
Roger, no problem. I was just curious. I forget why now I wanted to know. I wanted to know, like, the first day I heard you, I really wanted to know which one you were coming in on, and now I can't remember why. I've heard you a few times since, and you sound just fine. We've been working a lot over on this side of town with a... the WA8MAC repeater in Mount Clemens. We put in some receivers. It's VHF machine 147.200. And we put in some satellite receivers in Richmond and Warren and the main receivers in Mount Clemens. And we have Echolink on that one as well. We just really got all that stuff running on that machine. But that's the ARPSC machine for Macomb County. So, you know, you'll hear most of our ARPSC and related stuff, Oxcom, Skywarn, etc. You'll hear all that one on that machine, when activated. Otherwise, just any other machine, right?
Yeah, Roger, I heard you talking to Jay. I think it was on, what was it, 1778 and 46178, I don't know. The Fenton machine, I think it's called.
Possible. Let's see here. I'll look at the dashboard. Fenton machine, 146.78. Yep. So that's connected up to Mount Clemens and Guilford, which I think is up near Saginaw or Frankenmuth, Bay City. I don't know. Bay City? I think that's Bay City. Lansing, Saginaw, Flint, Lapeer. So... there's quite a few connected up there. I'm surprised you hear that Fenton machine.
Well, I can hear it. I think I can get into it because I hear it echo when I release my my microphone. You know, in other words, it my last couple syllables over.
Well, there you go. Well, if you ever want to test it, I'm usually listening on the 147.200. And so I'd hear you. So, okay, anyhow, that was it. I was just curious, and I heard you, and I thought I'd ask. I'll let you get back to whatever it was you were getting to, and we'll catch you later. After yours, W8FU.
Okay, Sean, I was just kind of surfing, looking around and calling to see if anybody was around. I just got back from a bike ride, and I was kind of relaxing, and noticed how quiet it is. It's a nice day. People are probably out doing stuff, and yeah, I think you were mentioning, before you go, you were telling him to direct his antenna towards the, did you say Warren repeater? That's not connected to the 7-8, is it?
What I was trying to explain to him is he had some, like, static on his signal, and, it's a problem that we have with the Mount Clemens receiver. So if he was to, but I was shocked because he's much closer to the Warren receiver than he is to the Mount Clemens receiver. So he must have had his beam dialed right in on Mount Clemens. And I was just suggesting that if he was to slide his beam a little bit south, exactly where it would go for the 2.6, right in at downtown Warren, he'd probably hit the Warren repeater, a receiver, and he'd have a much better signal, I'm guessing, into that. So that's all I was stating. But, you know, the caveat is he may move off the Mount Clemens and he may not be able to hear it, you know, so, But, you know, and I just thought it was getting a little complicated, so I just said, you know, we'll just move along. But, yeah, there's a receiver in Warren that would be a lot closer to him, and he'd probably be able to get into a lot better.
Okay, I understand now. Yeah, I understand. So, all right, great. Anytime you hear me, you got time, let me know you're out there. And I'll try to see if you can hear me on the 7-8 sometime. I mean, I'm hearing my echo, so I don't know if the signal's that great for my house, but I do hear the repeater. It's just about, I think, full quiet in here. So, all right, W8FU, W8DIJ, 73, have a great rest of the day.
All righty. Yeah, I'm just going to see if maybe dinner's in order here. We haven't had yet. I don't know if we're ready or not. Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm listening. I've been doing a lot of work on that machine over there, 147-200 out of Mount Clemens. So I've usually got it on, although I'm scanning today, so right now I wouldn't be listening because I'm here. But so if you're ever, give me a call over on the Fenton, I'd likely hear you. So they're almost always connected up, unless there's a, you know, an ARPSC net or a Skywarn activation or something like that. But otherwise, they seem to be settling in on a linked status. I don't know. You know, it's early. Jury's still out. Growing pains over here in this part of the state. These guys outstate have been linked for ages, and it's a new thing down here. You know, in some cases, not linking in general, but the way they're doing it and stuff. So, all right, I'm babbling. Catch you later. Have fun. Enjoy the rest of the day. W8FU.
Yeah, Sean, it sounds good. I'm glad you guys are doing it. I certainly appreciate the availability to reach out and have a bigger footprint. 73 W8DIJ.
W8FU.
W8BES. W8. W-A-B-E-S.
Wait a minute. Was that a Bruce?
Yes, it was. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing good, but I'm just running into Boff's to get my dinner. So let me jump in here, get that, and I'll be back out here on the road in a minute. Just pulling up now. All right, I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
This is KQ4UPK, looking for an audio check. KQ4UPK, CQ, CQ, CQ. Come on, I know there's somebody out there listening. All right, well, if nobody feels like chatting, then I guess nobody feels like chatting. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Uniform Papa Kilo, Chris in Hollywood, Florida, and I'll just be chilling to see if anybody's, if there's some action here. I see this flying beard hug. I love the name of it. And down node 53696. I don't know what it, I think it's simplex SIP, I'm not sure. But I look at it as like a ship from the Flying Beer's Hope. FBI headquarters. That's pretty dang cool, if that's actual. Kilo 8, Foxtrot Bravo India. Well, I guess I gotta go back over to the, some other node and see if there's anyone to talk to. Or maybe these people on this, they just don't want to talk to me right now. That's okay. No hard feelings. KQ4UBK is, going off this reflector.
Bye. WABES from WAFU.
WJ said Cleveland listening 600.